BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone, and you're listening to BTV News. On the morning of May the 6th, the Bình Định Union of Science and Technology Associations held a ceremony to mark its 30th anniversary. Over the past three decades of development, the union has established itself as the core force in uniting and mobilizing intellectuals, serving as the reliable common ground for the province's scientific and technological community. It has made significant and effective contributions to Bình Định's social and economic development. On behalf of the provincial leadership, Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee Hồ Quốc Dũng extended his warm congratulations and praised the union's achievements and vital contributions made by the province's scientific and technological intellectuals over the past 30 years. The Secretary urged the union to continue thoroughly implementing and concretizing the party's resolutions and directives on the development of science, technology, innovation, and digital transformation. He emphasized the importance of promoting and pioneering role of intellectuals, particularly young ones, in policy planning, applied research, digital transformation leadership, and the advancement of creative industries, high-tech agriculture, and green economy, which are considered strategic breakthrough areas for the province.
Điện Biên Phủ victory marked the end of our people's long and historic resistance against French colonial rule. It went down in history as a symbol of patriotism and the unyielding spirit of Vietnamese army and people. Among those who made sacrifices were thousands, tens of thousands of women, many of whom let down their lives at a very young age. Women played a vital role in supporting the campaign. Their contributions were an essential part of the national triumph. In a letter sent on March 8, 1952, to mark both the Hai Bà Trưng uprisings and International Women's Day, President Ho Chi Minh wrote, "In our great national resistance, women are shouldering an important part. The beautiful land of Vietnam is made even more radiant thanks to the tireless efforts of our women."
On the 5th of May, the Department of Science and Technology of Bình Định, in coordination with relevant agencies, organized a scientific workshop titled Improving and Enhancing the Local Innovation Index of Bình Định Province. The workshop focused on evaluating the current status of the component indicators that make up the province's Local Innovation Index. Participants identified key strengths to be leveraged and weaknesses to be addressed. In addition, the workshop put forward specific and feasible solutions aimed at improving the province ranking in the Local Innovation Index for 2025 and the years to follow.
On the afternoon of May the 5th, the Provincial Military Command held a ceremony to launch the 2025 Action Month on Occupational Safety and Hygiene. With the theme Strengthening Risk Assessment and Identification, proactively implementing measures to ensure workplace safety and hygiene, this year's campaign will focus on several key areas. Units and agencies under the Provincial Military Command will promote awareness and responsibility among all personnel, implement action programs to ensure occupational safety and hygiene, prevent workplace accidents and occupational diseases, improve fire and explosion prevention, and reduce stress in the workplace. Additionally, efforts will be made to conduct inspections and self-assessment, review regulations, procedures, and workplace conditions to ensure safety and hygiene standards are met. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time, and goodbye for now.